Okay. Good evening. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Terre Haute City Council this Thursday, October 10th, 2019. We'll start our meeting with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance led tonight by Councilperson Don Morris.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If there's anyone here who would like to have an agenda for tonight's meeting, there are some up here on the front pew here. Feel free to grab one. And we'll have call of the roll. Michelle, please.
Councilperson Aller.
Present.
Councilperson Azar.
Present.
Councilperson Crossan.
Present.
Councilperson DeBon.
Here.
Councilperson Elliott.
Here.
Councilperson Garrison.
Here.
Councilperson Morris.
Here.
Councilperson Nassar.
Present.
Councilperson Nation.
Here.
All are present.
Thank you. It's our tradition to have up to 30 minutes total of time for public comment on items which are not on the agenda. So if you're here tonight to speak on something that is on the agenda, you'll have that opportunity when that comes up. Otherwise, if there's something you'd like to call to our attention, you may do that at this time. Please limit yourself to 3 minutes and state your name and address before speaking.
My name is Donald High, the 1411 Poplar Street, Terre Haute, Indiana. Well, I basically did the math. This is the last city council meeting before the election. I don't know who to vote for mayor. City councilman, picked up a few knowledge about who I'm going to vote for that seat. So I've done my work. That's what the voters in this community you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go try and meet the candidates, try and get some information to lead you to where you want to vote. With that said, I've also been going for a year and a half, almost 2 years now, to your meetings and the county council meetings, less times, but I've been going to them. You are determined to have a tourist business come to Terre Haute, Indiana. I've seen your five-year plan. In that five-year plan, I do not see how you're building any tourist business of any kind. I really mean that. We're going to spend money to build a, I can't even name what it's called, but basically get tourists to show up and have meetings here. Right, there's a word for it, but I can't come to me what that name is.
Convention center.
Convention center, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm fine. I'm on the tip. You have your convention center. But with that said, the compromise I asked this council to see to, and apparently wasn't done and needs to be done, was that the public at large, the taxpayers who have paid for it, all the Vigo County citizens and the cities of Terre Haute and the business community, all paid for it. Nobody else has paid for it. These businesses are going to run. They didn't pay for it. It's our money. And yet it's going to be opened up, and we're going to get nothing for it. I think that's wrong. But go beyond that. Let's go back to what I was saying. The tourist business. When you're having a tourist, you want people to come to your community. Learn something about your community. This community has four historical reasons for being here. Without any one of these four reasons, this community would be a small town if it still exists at all. Number one, government. Yet, I mentioned that we should maybe long-term plan to rebuild Fort Harrison. Why? Educate the kids, educate the public that Fort Harrison, we had forts all over Indiana, and Terre Haute's fort during a certain period of time was very important. It's gone. All right, two, and this is the most important one of all. Terre Haute, Indiana has two reasons that it will stand in history 200, 500 years from now. It will be remembered for these two things above all else. One is the labor unions. Literally one of the nation's largest labor unions was born here back in the 1850s. It did not exist before then. And by the way, when they founded it, big business didn't want to have anything to do with the unions. We could do something along those lines, and we did a little bit of that with the home we turned into a landmark. But that's all we've got. Two, and most important of all, as far as I'm concerned, Indiana State Teachers College was founded in 1865. And, by the way, in 1865, if you went over there, we could go back in time, there had been no building. It was built later. But the bottom line is, it was founded by the state to teach teachers. Because we had just fought the Civil War. We freed the slaves, and we freed everybody, and we wanted to educate the public for democracy. That's been a big thing they planned from the beginning. Washington and all, and Bush, Jefferson was all for it. But the average person didn't believe in education. And Indiana taught teachers to teach the one-room schoolhouses. And they taught them so that they could go to other places, and it's the state of Indiana, out of the whole country. Our number one competition was St. Mary of the Woods, the Catholic school. Between the two of them, for more than 100 years, they battled each other. And they, by battling each other, improved the education of the United States of America. I believe I could prove it. Yet, you talk nothing about it. You laugh when I suggest we should build a one-room schoolhouse by the river. You want a riverfront project where the wildlife come and we go over and we see wildlife that we don't get to see. I like that idea. All right, that's the west side of the river. I believe you could make that. One thing, you want to get the wildlife to show up? One thing you got to do, and you're not doing it. Nowhere in the bill did I see this. Nowhere. Yet, it's got to be done. Period. You got to feed them. They're wild animals, and if they want to stop here and they want to stop here and eat, you got to put the fish in that those long-legged cranes like eating. You don't properly find a way to put in fish that they will eat and keep eating and keep it going. You're not going to get the cranes to stay, and they're not going to be here. But once the blue moon, the tourists are going to come, look at the river. Nice river, Wabash River, huh? Where's them cranes we're supposed to see? You don't want that. You want people to actually see them. All right. And the second thing is, on this side of the river, you could build that one-room schoolhouse by Fairbanks Park. And you could, granted, you'd have to build a new one. You know, you have to build a full-scale model of what it looked like. But you could put it there, and the kids would love seeing what education was like 100, 150 years ago compared to what it is now. Because they're sitting in classrooms all the time, modern classrooms. You want to give them an idea of history that it wasn't always that way. You could do that. And by the way, that would definitely be a tourist attraction if you build it right.
Could you wrap up your remarks?
Yeah, all of what I'm saying will take time. You've got to put that in your budget. I mentioned government, labor, schools. I haven't got around to the fourth one. I'll do that another day because I could probably come up with five or six other ones, none of which you've done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hyde, I just want to let you know that you're more than welcome to come to the Convention and Visitors Bureau to discuss your ideas. We meet the first Tuesday of the month. I think you'd be impressed with what we're doing to promote tourism here. Our tourism revenue dollars have increased the past 25 years. So I do recommend that you come to those meetings to learn more. I yield.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak on a non-agenda item? Okay, thank you. We'll go forward then. Are there any corrections to the journal of the previous meeting?
There are none.
Any communication from the mayor?
I did not receive any.
Any reports from city officials?
I did not receive any.
Nothing from the Board of Public Works?
Correct.
Anything from standing committees? No. Anything from any non-standing committee? Are there any items previously tabled?
There are none.
And there are no tax abatements for confirmation?
That is correct.
Okay, next item of business.
Special Ordinance 22-2019, rezoning of property located at 1425 East Pew Drive. Area Plan Commission did not meet, and this will need to be tabled until the November meeting.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move that we table Special Ordinance 22-2019 to the November 7th meeting.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Aller and seconded by Councilperson Garrison that we table until the November 7th meeting, Special Ordinance 22-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so tabled. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 23-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for City Hall Employees. You have a proposed amendment before you.
Madam President?
Yes.
We have to vote to take action on all these. Is that correct, Michelle?
That is correct.
I would like to make a motion that we take action on Special Ordinance 23 through Special Ordinance 36 and Special Ordinance 38.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Azar and seconded by Councilperson Aller that we take action tonight on Special Ordinance 23-2019 through Special Ordinance 36-2019 and also on Special Ordinance 38-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We shall take action. Special Ordinance 23.
Thank you. Council, Eddie Felling, City Attorney. I'll be here with you this evening as we go through the salary ordinances. Just as a refresher, these work in conjunction with the budget. These are the maximum not to exceed dollars that any individual position can make in the City of Terre Haute, an employee of the City of Terre Haute. It also includes the insurance proportions that are paid either by the city or the individual. That changes because of the number of collective bargaining units that we have with the city. So as we go through these, if you have any specific questions, please let me know. The first one that we have before you this evening is for City Hall employees. You do have an amendment before you, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Would you just point out briefly what that amendment is?
The amendment is for a part-time deputy clerk position. You will have next month the same amendment for this year's salary ordinance. The purpose is that we have an individual that will be taking some leave, and I know Michelle could most certainly use the additional help.
Okay. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So that's a temporary person just is going to be in
part, for just a part-time position
during that
correct.
Person's leave. Okay, thank you. Are there any public comments on Special Ordinance 23-2019? Please state your name and address.
Yes, I do. Donald Hyde, 1411 Poplar Street, Terre Haute, Indiana. I would like at this time to ask the City Council to add a second part-time worker to the city hall. And that person would be a maintenance person. You're having the public come in to the City Hall here, and they're walking by a very unkept front entrance. Now, you're going to tell me that, well, down the road we're going to repair it, and I saw the plan, so I know it's going to happen. But that down the road is going to be 6 months to a year and a half away. We can't hire a person to come in with a little spackle and put some concrete filler in there and make it look a little cleaner, a little safer. I think there's plenty of places for some minor repairs that could keep this building up, and then when you finally get around to repairing it, it wouldn't cost you as much. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other person from the public?
I would just like to make one note on that subject. I know that Art Spaces is working currently on a very large project to redo the fountain area between City Hall in the courthouse. I think it's going to be a superb project that should be done. They have a relatively short time frame. They're starting to look for artists now. And as part of that, hopefully in conjunction, the front entrance of City Hall here will also have some upgrades made to that. So I think within the next year or so, we're going to see some great improvements in this area.
Thank you. Council, any questions or comments?
Madam President?
Yes.
There's no other questions or comments. I make a motion we approve special, amend Special Ordinance 23-2019.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nasser and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we amend Special Ordinance 23-2019 as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is so amended.
Madam President,
yes.
I make a motion that we approve Special Ordinance 23-2019 as amended.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nassar and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we approve Special Ordinance 23-2019 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so amended. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 24-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Street Department.
Again, Council, Eddie Felling, City Attorney. I would be happy to answer any questions. This is for our street department. I do want to make one note as we go through these so I don't have to repeat myself. We are at this point almost done. Our one of our very last contracts will be approved hopefully by the Board of Works on Tuesday. That would be for the police and police civilians for contract year 2020. That would just leave one additional contract that needs approved, but we are very close with the wastewater union. I would like to thank our local union and bargaining units and their representatives. One of the greatest achievements I think that we met this year and last is the move by all of the so far approved contracts. There has been a reduction in the city's cost share for insurance so that what that means is the typical city employees on a 70-30 cost split. Some of the unions had up to a 100% coverage as we've worked through negotiations. Again, all that have been approved so far have at least come down to a 90-10 split. And what that does is it really helps free up tax dollars on the city side. And insurance has always been a huge cost, but with our new insurance as well, we've had some major reductions there. So the street department was one of those, and I wanted to point it out here.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak on Special Ordinance 24-2019?
Yes, I would. Most certainly want to speak on this one. Again, Donald Wayne Hyde, 1411 Poplar Street, Terre Haute, Indiana. The street department budget is for repairing our streets. I don't believe they're getting enough money. I think the mayor and the city council has cut the budget for the street department down too much. They need to include two things for the safety of the city and really for the public getting out. And you want to have tourists come here. You want to look good at the city. One, we need to do a better job filling in all the potholes. There are more potholes now than I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've lived here 65 years. Now, granted, the first 7, 8
Mr.
years.
Mr. Hyde, that may very well be true, but tonight all we're considering is the salary rates and benefits, personnel benefits for the workers.
I understand that. And what I'm saying is you need to hire more people for the street crew, part-timers, to fill in the potholes. I think that would make a big difference. Second of all, you need to have somebody that can paint stripes on the road separating the street lanes, that where they can be seen, because as I've already told you, and I know you know this, it's getting darker and darker. You're going to have more and more accidents if they cannot see where they're supposed to be, if they can't tell the road from the sky. That you can do something about. That's what this budget is about. Hire a few more part-timers for specific jobs, for specific times. Now, granted, in the wintertime, it wouldn't do you much good to hire more people, but on your budget in the spring and summer, you could hire a few more part-timers to fill in them potholes. That would help out a lot of people and make the city look a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public would like to speak on this ordinance? Council.
Madam President.
Yes.
Eddie, thanks for pointing out that you're making some headway on getting everybody down closer to 70% for each of these bargaining units. I note that this one's 80% still. Is that down from a higher number? And Section 3, first paragraph, 80% for health and hospitalization. We're looking at Special Ordinance 24, right?
Correct.
And then when I look at Section 4, we're down to 70% on dental.
Correct.
Okay.
Everyone has moved to some degree, and again, these are maximum not to exceed numbers. I'll have to double check to make sure there's not an error here, but Again, all the units that were above the 70-30 split, again, the ones that have been passed so far, have agreed to come down 10 percentile. So some were at 100, some were, I know Street was at 80% previously. I'll double check this. Again, it wouldn't make a difference as far as what we have on our contractual obligations. But overall, yes, there's been improvements across the board with all of them.
Thanks. I yield.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, is there anything in this, or I repeat the same question for the others that are coming up here, that is a benefit that is a new benefit? Not, I understand some of them are different dollar amounts, but that's actually a new benefit. Is there anything in here that's...
For this street mm-hmm. department? No, mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's simply dollars. Some include okay. longevity pay, and then as far as the insurance goes, no one has... gotten an increased benefit per se. If anything, they picked up a larger cost share.
Okay. Thank you.
Martha?
Yes,
yeah. I might as well go ahead and ask this too. This is not really pertaining to just this one, but all of them. Has there been any changes on the spousal carve-out on any of these this time around?
So, and not to be nitpicky, but it's a working spouse provision, so not all spouses would sure. be carved out. The goal is still for open enrollment in 2020 to initiate that plan. And I believe that's been negotiated in all of our contracts as well as already been passed by the Board of Works. I think it's been over a year ago now. So as of right now, that is the course. Obviously, I think the city will need to consider it again, knowing the number of dollars we've saved on our insurance. But we have negotiated for that with the bargaining units, and we still plan on doing that next year.
So none this year, though, but you're working up for next year?
Correct. The plan all along, and really this has been 2 years in the making, so we gave everyone plenty of a heads up, is for the open enrollment in 2020. So our open enrollment is going to change a little bit next year. That'll be about a year from today's date. Our open enrollment is going to change to October, so they have a year to plan.
All right. Thanks. I yield.
Thank you. Anyone
else? Do we have any motions on this?
We do not.
And we don't have any amendments, correct?
Correct.
I move to approve Special Ordinance 24-2019 as presented.
Second. Been moved by Councilperson Garrison and seconded by Councilperson DeBond that we approve Special Ordinance 24-2019. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 25-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Transit Department.
I would be happy to answer any questions.
Is there any member of the public who would like to comment on Special Ordinance 25? Council?
Madam President.
Yes.
Eddie, I see that this is 90% for health and 90% for dental.
Correct. They were previously at 100%.
Well, sounds like all of our comments over the years have been heard. Thank you. I yield.
It's not an easy...
Yeah.
That's a big negotiating chip they have as far as the insurance. And, of course, no one wants to get rid of it because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. It's not a solid dollar amount because our premiums can change from year to year, so it's hard to budget.
I appreciate how hard it is, and I also appreciate the fact that it's getting done. Thank you. I yield.
Madam President.
Yes.
If there are no further questions, I move to approve Special Ordinance 25-2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Nassar, that we approve Special Ordinance 25-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 26-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Parks Department.
Petitioner.
Again, Council, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Madam President, I would note, I apologize. These do have personal days and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's possible, and I don't know every single one, that a day here or there may have been negotiated as part of the contractual terms. Mm-hmm. But as far as any major benefits.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Any member of the public want to comment on Special Ordinance 26-2019?
Yes, I would. Donald Hyde again, 1411 Poplar Street. The Parks Department is without a doubt the most important thing for your tourist business. Let's leave it at that. Also, for Anyway, I think you need to give them more time. I think you need to hire some more part-timers. And I might add, I can remember a time when they had lots of part-time workers at each city park. And they would go and they'd hire retired police officers, retired firemen to come and put in about 4 to 5 hours at each park. Now, back in those days, they stopped it. I was at the meeting back in the 70s when they stopped it. And they said clearly the reason they stopped it, it was because they couldn't communicate with headquarters, City Hall. Well, I got something to tell you. In the last 50 years, technology has caught up with us. Each one of those people could have a cell phone, and therefore they could communicate with anybody, including the police or whoever. It would help if you had those part-time workers and you planned them in your budget, and they could go out at each one of the parks and keep an eye on it. You'd lower vandalism. You'd have people feel safe to leave their kids at the playgrounds because there's somebody watching the playgrounds when they'd be there. You'd also have people there watching the playgrounds from unscrupulous kids and adults who vandalize the playgrounds all the time. All that you could get done reasonably cheaply. And because it would be so reasonable and so cheap, I find with a near $100 million city budget, why isn't already being done? Thank you.
Thank you. Council?
Madam President, Mr. Felling, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Along those lines, I appreciate Mr. Hyde's comments. Most of these that we're going to be talking about are bargaining units.
Correct.
At this point, it's probably too late to make motions or try to add additional employee, which would also affect the budget, which we've already approved, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so at this point, we can't do it. The time to do this would have been during budget negotiations and discussions and public comment, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. If anyone else has any comments or not, but I'll go ahead and make the motion to approve Special Ordinance 26-2019 for the Parks Department.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Aller, that we approve Special Ordinance Number 26-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 27-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Cemetery Department. Can I ask the city attorney to move the microphone up, please? Thanks.
Petitioner.
Council, again, if there's any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Anyone from the public want to comment on Special Ordinance 27?
Yes, I would. Again, Donald Wayne High, 1411 Poplar Street, Terrell, Indiana. Your cemetery thing, the way I see it, is very few employees compared to the other things. The problem is they have a lot of space to go around and clean up and work on. And I go to the cemeteries all the time, and I don't think I'm alone. A lot of the public goes to the cemetery visiting graves of dead loved ones or bygone things.
Mr. Hyde, again, I think this is something that I appreciate what you're saying. I think everybody's concerned when they see a cemetery that's not properly cared for. But tonight we're only considering the salaries on the people who are already included in the employment status. Okay. So we can't really make a change that would affect the problem you're addressing.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else in the public would like to comment on this ordinance? Council?
Madam President.
Yes.
Eddie, I note that this one's down to 90% for health and then 70% for dental. I know this is a small department, but that's the cemetery department is one that I remember being at 100% for a long time.
Yes, sir. Six people, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
But a strong union.
Forceful people, six forceful people.
And I mean that with all sincerity.
If there are no further questions, I move for approval of Special Ordinance Number 27-2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nation and seconded by Councilperson DeBond that we approve Special Ordinance Number 27-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 28-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Council, I would be happy to answer any questions on this. This, as I mentioned before, is the only one, or one of the very few here, that we don't have completely finalized yet, but I feel confident with what's in the salary ordinance.
So you don't anticipate any amendments to this salary ordinance at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from the public on the wastewater special ordinance?
Madam President, if there are no comments, I move that we approve Special Ordinance 28-2019 as presented for the wastewater treatment plant. Sorry.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison and quickly seconded by Councilperson Aller.
I thought we were done.
I know you did. That we approve Special Ordinance Number 28-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 29-2019, 2020 Salary Ordinance for Police Civilian Employees.
Council, I'd be happy to answer any questions. This, along with the police union contract, will be on the Board of Works meeting for 9 a.m. Tuesday morning.
This is separate from the police?
Yes, ma'am. One,
so. Anyone from the public who would like to comment on Special Ordinance Number 29? Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
Move for approval of a Special Ordinance 29 for police civilian employees.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Aller, that we approve Special Ordinance Number 29, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 30, 2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Police Department.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. And this also has not quite been finalized?
Again, yes. The union body has voted on a final contract. The Board of Works will need to approve it Tuesday.
Okay. Anyone from the public who would like to comment on Special Ordinance Number 30, 2019?
Yes, I would. For the police department, the number one thing that keeps them safe is training. I believe from what I see and what I've seen in my own personal this year, very few training exercises are conducted. I think they need to conduct more of them to keep themselves safe and the public safe. And that should be planned into the budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
If there's no further questions, I move for approval of Special Ordinance 30-2019.
Been moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson Devon, that Special Ordinance Number 30-2019 be approved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item.
Special Ordinance 31-2019, the 2020 Salary Ordinance for Fire Department.
Council, I would be happy to answer any questions. One other thing as we go through these, give you some updates with the union contracts. I'm also happy to report we've had union contracts that are all over the board that open up in various years, and some are this year, some are another. They're pretty difficult to keep track of. We finally this year, if all are move forward as planned, will all fall or end at the same time. So the vast majority of our contracts will go through the next 2 years, so they'll all fall in line traditionally. We've had some staggering that goes on. It helps from a negotiating standpoint.
Is there any public comment on Special Ordinance Number 31?
Again, the same with the police, the same with the fire department. No matter how you look at it or who you are or how many years they got, training, training, training keeps everybody safe. And I don't see when your budgets and your budget talking much done putting a little extra in for training of our officers, be they fire or police. Thank you.
Mr. Hyde, I just suggest that you go back and look at the overall budget a little more carefully. There's quite a bit of training money in that budget for both of those public entities. So you might take another look at that.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move for approval of Special Ordinance 31-2019 for the fire department.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Aller, that we approve Special Ordinance 31-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 32, 2019, the 2020 salary ordinance for the mayor.
Council, feel free to make any reductions here that you'd like. Just don't tell my boss.
Is there any public comment on this special ordinance?
Discussion.
Yes.
I observe there's no provision in this ordinance for vacation, holiday, or sick time like there is in all of the others. How can we expect to get good candidates for mayor without the types of fringe benefits?
This is truly a problem, I think.
I look forward to meeting them Saturdays, Sundays, you know.
Open door policy. But we would have a lot of overtime, unfortunately. I know you wouldn't approve of that, Councilman Elliott. These do follow the employee handbook, the standard that we have. So the City Hall employees, as well, anyone that's non-union, follows the same guidelines.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on Special Ordinance Number 32? Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
As controversial as this may appear, I move for approval of Special Ordinance 32, 2019, for, well, there's no increase, but we'll just leave it at that.
Second.
Is 32. Moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Nation, that we approve Special Ordinance Number 32, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is so established and approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 33, 2019, the 2020 salary ordinance for City Council.
Well, this is your budget, so I'll let your salaries. I would note for the public that I don't believe our elected officials have had any sort of a raise in a very, very long time.
Thank you, Eddie.
And it may be worth adjusting at some point.
Okay.
I mean that also in all honesty.
Madam President.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we allowed to vote on our own pay?
Interestingly enough.
Are we conflicted and should abstain?
That's a good question for your attorney.
Okay. I yield.
Congress does.
No, they do.
Well, I think we need a fiscal body for the for approval on these things, and the legislative body. You have kind of have no choice but to do that. So, any comment from the public? Any other counsel?
Madam President.
Yes.
So just for clarification for the public, the elected officials for the city are city council, mayor, city clerk, city judge, correct? Okay. I move, let's see, which one are we at? 33?
33.
I move for approval of Special Ordinance 33 for city council.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Elliott, that we approve Special Ordinance Number 33, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 34, 2019, the 2020 salary ordinance for the city court judge.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Again, there's no increase in this one as well. Anyone from the public wish to comment on Special Ordinance 34? Council?
Madam President.
Yes.
If there are no comments, I move for approval of Special Ordinance Number 34, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nation and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we approve Special Ordinance 34, 2019. All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 35, 2019, the 2020 salary ordinance for the city clerk.
Michelle, I'll leave that to you.
Again.
I think Michelle would appreciate a salary ordinance.
Yes, I would. I love my job, but, you know.
Any comment from the public on Special Ordinance 35? Council?
Madam President, mm-hmm. I move for approval of Special Ordinance 35 for City Clerk.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we approve Special Ordinance 35. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 36, 2019, the 2020 salary ordinance for redevelopment.
Council, I do know Mr. Witt intended to be here this evening. Mm-hmm. If you do have any specific questions on this, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. Anyone from the public who would like to comment on Special Ordinance 36?
Second one,
Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
Eddie, in looking at this, it stands apart from all of the others that we are considering. First, I guess I should note that we do have a budget for redevelopment in front of us as part of these other departmental, as part of this exercise. But as I look through this, I note that it refers to a redevelopment employee handbook, which I guess is different from the employee handbook for the rest of everybody else. Can you comment on, is there a push or are we trying to get redevelopment on the same, into the same handbook as everybody else, or are they going to continue to be separate and distinct in this way?
I can't speak to the handbook itself. As you're aware, Councilman, the redevelopment is kind of its own semi-autonomous entity. For example, their commission even sets what these salaries are, whereas the administration itself has almost total control over all these other salaries that we deal with. To be honest with you, I have little to no oversight, even from the legal perspective, as I don't represent even the Redevelopment Commission itself. So to be quite frank with you, I wasn't aware that they even had their own handbook.
Okay. I'm not suggesting that it's a problem. I'm just suggesting that, you know, for something as basic as how much of their health insurance are we paying, the ordinance is referring me to a handbook, which I don't have a copy of. But for everything else, I can see those numbers in all of the other ordinances. That's the only thing that I'm pointing out.
I understand.
Thanks. I yield.
And just one other thing. I don't know if you recall, but, you know, we didn't even have a budget or a salary ordinance for redevelopment until a year or two ago. So this is relatively new waters for us as well.
That's one of the reasons I'm asking the questions, because I do remember that we didn't have this kind of information for a long time, and now they're being brought into the process and they're part of it, and I'm just wondering, you know, when it's going to be uniform across not just all the other departments, but redevelopment too. And I think you did a good job of explaining that they are their own separate, you know, quasi-separate governmental body, and I get it. And on that note, if there are no further questions, I move for approval of Special Ordinance Number 36-2019.
Second. It's been moved by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson Elliott, that we approve Special Ordinance 36-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 38-2019, amending Special Ordinance 27-2018, redevelopment salaries.
Council, as I stated, We're just working through this process. The Redevelopment Commission is the entity that sets their salaries. This is a correction to this year's changes that they've made to those salaries. And again, from an accounting perspective, we're requesting that the amendment be made for this year's salary ordinance.
So this is sort of us catching up with what's happening. The previous one was for the next year.
Yes.
This is for this year. Anyone from the public want to speak on Special Ordinance Number 38? Council?
Yes. I just want to comment. All these salary ordinances were sent to me, you know, weeks ago, asking if I would introduce. I did go through them and compared them to the prior years and calculated the rate increases, and, you know, everything pretty well made sense to me, other than a few questions that I had, which I then emailed to Molly, I think it's Molly, in your office. She promptly got answers to all my questions and resolved the issues, and went very well. I sense she does a good job.
She is superb. To Molly.
And I just wanted to note that for the record.
Thank you.
She will appreciate that very much, Councilman. I appreciate that.
Madam President.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are no further questions. I move to amend Special Ordinance 38, redevelopment salaries.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Allard, that we approve Special Ordinance 38, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved.
Madam President, I move to approve Special Ordinance 30.
What? You said amend. I said amend.
I said amend.
Oh, you said amend.
It's just an amendment, too.
It's not
a...
It's not...
Okay.
It was already.
What was the original motion? Dude?
All right.
Well, then I think you're okay.
If there are no further questions, Mr. Hazer has something to say. You have something to say?
I do. I move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.